let's say 9:30-ish, 9:32. Let's start with a roll call.
Andrew Everode.
Here.
Peter Leeds.
Present.
Jason Madison. David Swartz.
Here.
Paul Stera.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Okay, so I don't see any members of the public present. So if the record could reflect that no members of the public attended. If we could look over the minutes, if you have not already, and we'll vote to amend or accept those. I just noticed on page 2, item C, the word the in the first sentence is just a minor typo.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we accept the minutes with the correction of that typo.
And second. Very good. Any other discussion? All those in favor of adopting the minutes?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. The minutes are accepted, and we'll move right on to item number 5A. Is this an announcement from you, Miss Melissa? Or do I say something? I don't know the actual status, like if somebody stepped in at the 12th.
No, that would be you, dude.
I know, but is there some blocking mechanism where the governor stepped in and mixed it? Or
although you never know in this day and age. The results obviously were after Dave appeared at the board meeting. I think you three gentlemen were there to hear them, and Andy was there as well. Reappoint Dave, actually, to serve for another 3 years on the committee. So that's the result.
Thank you
for your patience.
All right. Yes. Very good. That's just an informational item. Item 5B is questions for potential new Home Inspector Rules and Standards Committee members. So I just kind of put together, I don't know, just I thought it to be perhaps something beneficial for the board as they make a decision. And these are just questions I dreamed up that I thought might be beneficial for them to know. I made a number of copies. Here's some extras. I have at least one extra.
Great.
Sorry. We can.
Thank you.
We can make more if need be. I just have one.
Okay.
As long as, do you need one?
Well,
I would make real quick. Huge number.
So, Dave, tell them why you think this is an important exercise.
Well, I think that especially if the committee is not carrying the responsibility of recommending a selected person for the committee itself, being such a small committee, it's critical that we have the very best we can get, and just certain aspects of their background and their accomplishments are important to know if you're making that selection, especially if you're the board and you don't have intimate knowledge of the skill set it takes to be a home inspector or what it represents to be an accomplished home inspector or experienced in the industry or in board work in general. You know, folks may not have any experience being on boards or committees, and so the questions, just for those that don't have this, is how long have you been a home inspector in Arizona? Were you a home inspector elsewhere, and if so, for how long? How many inspections have you performed? And I don't know, I didn't put anything in there, but I've been a multi-inspector company for a very long time. We're like a 32-year-old company, and like my estimation would be that 1,000 inspections, something happens in a human, and they become more skilled, and I don't know why it happens.
There's a lot of things there.
I don't know why it happens.
Super home inspector.
Well, it's just you cross the line. Actually, you know, I was in karate forever, and when you become a black belt, all that means is you mastered the basics. There's still a ton more to learn. So, I mean, we have an inspector who's probably done 12,000, 15,000. They become like, they sense things in homes just by walking in. But 1,000 is like where you've mastered the basics.
So that's what sensei means then?
Sensei means teacher.
Okay.
So anyway, just, I didn't put in there suggested 1,000 or anything like that, but if you're talking to the board, you know, if somebody's got 200 or something, what does that mean? It means that's very low. And then when did you receive an Arizona home inspector license? I guess that's the same as the number one. How long have you served on the Arizona BTR Enforcement Advisory Committee? So they may or may not have done that. How many report reviews have you completed for the Arizona BTR EAC Committee? How many complaint cases have you worked on for the Arizona BTR EAC Committee? How many meetings of the Arizona Home Inspector Rules and Standards Committee have you attended? And then name the boards or committees you have served on and positions you have held on any boards or committees or positions of leadership. And then educational achievements related to home inspection.
Yep.
So that's just kind of a gathering of information for the board that I thought would be awesome to require of them so that when they're just having them speak, they would have a, you know, a background.
Yeah. Yep.
I think it's a good idea, and Dave and I talked about this before today's meeting. In reviewing the statute that explains the duties and responsibilities of this committee, it wasn't there that said that the committee makes the recommendation or interviews candidates for positions on the committee, that was specifically a board action. So we thought coming up with questions and then obviously opening it up to you as members, if there are other questions you would like to see added, this would be a good assistance guide to the full board when they consider the four applications for the other position that's open at the end of this month, which would be Peter's position and the position that I guess represents all of Maricopa County.
Well, there's just the one that's the small county.
The others are...
Just two other, because you're also Maricopa County, right? Okay, so yeah.
And just for the record, for your benefit there, Andrew, is like we have an awesome balance right now because we have a single person home inspection arrangement, and then I'm larger, just larger company, and Paul's kind of right in the middle. So that is a balance. When, you know, being the founding father type folks who wrote a lot of this stuff, we did the small county requirement because we wanted people them to be represented, and then some of the small counties, like I'm kind of, we're serving some of the colder areas of the state. They have unique characteristics to the homes there that are, you know, if we were all Phoenix people, we're just not aware of as intimately. So that's kind of the balance we're looking for. The only other balance I was thinking, we didn't do it, but it'd be cool to have the other big area, Tucson, and we had that in the beginning, but the drive is unbearable at times. So
yeah,
for that reason, a lot of the folks are from Phoenix that are applying probably.
Right.
And then I told you about, so I guess I'm wondering, why do we interpret, because it's not specifically mentioned in the rules or process, why do we interpret it that it cannot be done? Like, why, it seems so logical to have the committee recommend, whether the board adopts or approves that recommendation or not, for us to not chime in seems a little bit off the mark.
We're looking at you. But to be fair to Scott, too, the AG's office in the past has always said, if it isn't, well, not always, but in the past 10 years has said, if it isn't explicitly in the statute, then you can't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
So the statute? Mm-hmm. So we've never had that in the statute?
Right.
And it has been done for every other committee person?
Yep.
The committee gave a recommendation because we know who the sharp folks are. And if you just have folks show up here that, because what happens is, truthfully, some folks are interested in being on this committee because they're going to market it like it's some kind of edge in marketing and get them more work. And that is not the goal of this committee to allow that to happen at all. So I've never seen it in the 20 years be interpreted that way, that because it's not specifically stated, it cannot happen. It just seems unusual to me.
Yeah. Well, that's through the statutes in general. The move in regulation is towards boards only having explicitly the powers that are specifically delegated by statute to them, and no further. When it comes to appointing members of committees, I don't know that the board will be prohibited from having information, a recommendation necessarily from the committee, but in terms of the committee appointing its own...
I'm not advocating that.
Yeah, specified by statute.
Okay, so it so, because I was almost thinking, well, there's got to be a way to allow for it, and I was almost thinking that if there was a delay of a month in making the selection, or if we would have to be on the front end by a month, but for this committee to ask the board to appoint a task force, or, you know, there's got to be a way for the board to get the information they need to make a wise decision. They're just...
Right, and our statute is 32.111, and it says, D, the committee's responsible for drafting and recommending to the board, one, criteria for home inspector certification, two, standards for home inspection reports, three, standards for written examinations, four, standards for educational programs, including course of study programs and continuing ed, five, rules defining conduct, six, recommendations for types of financial assurances as required in Section 32.122.02, and seven, other rules and standards related to the practice of home inspectors. But it doesn't explicitly say recommending who would be a good candidate to be on the rules and standards committee.
Was that committee... was that committee or board you were referencing there?
This is the
rules
statute that talks about what the committee's
this
charges
committee
are.
Do.
This
I see.
Committee's charges. And I it's see. Also the statute up at A that talks about who will be on the committee. And it says, Home Inspector Rules and Standards Committee of the Board is established and consists of three home inspectors, obviously designating which of, you know, those three has to have come from the smaller county, and then two members of the board have to be on, an architect or an engineer member and the public member, hence why Andy's here. And then it says, B, the board may make appointments to the committee from lists provided pursuant to subsection A. A is the Home Inspector Rules and Standards Committee has to consist of three home inspectors, one of whom is a resident of a county with a population of 400,000 or less, appointed by the board from a list of names any home inspector organization provides if the home inspector organization meets all of the following criteria. A has at least 40 members who are actively engaged in home inspection. B, holds regular elections. C, publishes bylaws. D, maintains a code of ethics. So the Home Inspection Association can make recommendations, but not this committee.
Oh, right. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then...
individuals on the committee couldn't they?
Exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, David, you bring a recommendation, then the board can hear that David Swartz
exactly.
brought a recommendation. And,
well, and I'm a member of associations, too.
That's true.
I'm a member of both. So we did that because that's how the original formation occurred.
Right.
And then never updated.
But when the board considered reappointing you, clearly they heard from Peter and Paul, and they heard from Andy and JMAD, so I don't see why.
But it wasn't technically a committee recommendation.
Correct.
And it's slightly, or it's more than slightly inefficient, because, you know, if we could pull off the time to have this information, and then we can make a good choice too.
Correct.
To just guide the board. It just seems crazy that we're somehow banned from doing that.
Well, and I think the board logically would look to the committee to say, we like these guys.
Well, I don't think we're banned, actually.
I'm not sure I'd say that the committee is banned necessarily from it. Under Section B, the board may make appointments from the list provided pursuant to subsection A, paragraph 1, or from others having necessary
qualifications.
I think arguably, at least, the board could get information about people who may have necessary qualifications. I wouldn't want the board to rely on the committee to provide everything, but I think the board can
take it.
So do you think that they could today vote to send a recommendation to the board, and that's okay?
I think they could send a recommendation to the board. I think that would be under the from others having the necessary qualifications,
right,
which doesn't necessarily, I mean, it's not specified that the committee is responsible for doing that, but, and perhaps the necessary precursor would be the board asking the committee for a recommendation, or recommendations from the committee. I think that the committee would logically, legally have input, being the group most intimately connected with the issues. And if I would say under Section B, from others having necessary qualifications, this committee may be able to make a recommendation outside the scope of the lists prescribed under A1.
So to be fair to all, though, we would need, in order to even pull that off, we'd need to know about the folks that have applied.
Bless you.
And it, I'm sorry?
I think it has to be agendized appropriately.
And it'd be the most information we could gather. That was kind of the point of the checklist. I was hoping to get this filled out and then ask them to be here, which is almost test number one. If they don't show up, that's trouble, because these meetings are important that they be in attendance, every one of them, you know. But anyway, it's, I don't know. Do you think we can ask for a slight delay, or if that's logical, in order to pull this off and get it on the agenda properly and then have information about the folks, or do we have information that we could review briefly?
Doug has done a background on most of it. A lot of these questions are kind of answered. Some of them are. It is available. I can get to it right now.
Could we table this for the moment and come back to it towards the end? And if you could gather that info, we'll take a look and try and keep things on track time-wise.
The only thing I can say is I sadly didn't agendize such. I just did questions for potential new members.
Yeah. I'm not sure we're broad enough for making a recommendation.
So do you want to postpone with the idea that we would properly agendize this to invite the applicants to be on the committee here for questioning?
Or if the existing documents and information come close enough, they wouldn't have to be here if they didn't want to, you know. But we could at least analyze what even exists out there.
How many letters of interest do we have?
There are 7 applicants.
There are 7?
Okay. I got 3 new ones this week.
Are we allowed to know the names today?
I don't see
why not either. It's public record.
Okay. I'm going to throw a wrench into the works here. And I know that you want me to stay on this committee, okay? However, I'm in agreement with Mr. Fuchs that the committee needs new blood, that we need to dump the box every now and then. And as I said after we got you back on the committee, And we did have input, okay, as a committee. The only reason that the board listened to me and Paul last month was simply that we were members of the committee, really, okay? I mean, that was the platform that we spoke from. So I don't feel that we're banned from doing this. But as a committee to make a recommendation, as members of the committee, we can definitely make recommendations. But if we have seven people that are interested in taking over my position on this committee, I'm not adverse to getting new blood in here. And I'm on the threshold of withdrawing my letter of interest, okay? And leaving it up to you gentlemen and the board, which I trust explicitly, all right? To fill me, my position with new blood.
Is that all we're filling, is the one position?
That's it.
Or keeping.
Or keeping. That'll be totally up to the board, all right? But I'm not adverse to that. And I'm not, you need to understand, I'm still on the Enforcement Advisory Committee, so I'm on the LNR Committee, okay? I still do application reviews, and I have, anytime I want, the ability to sit in the public and raise my hand and say, you guys are doing this all wrong. Mm-hmm. All right? So, but, and to add to the weight, I'm leaning, not knowing the other names, this is why I want to know the other names, I'm actually leaning towards Nick Brogan-Nugan as a recommendation next month when I go in front of the board to withdraw my letter of intent and make a recommendation for Nick Brogan-Nugan. And the reason I'm doing, am I off base?
We're kind of out there.
Okay. I like his enthusiasm. I'll stop there.
So let me just say, we do have new blood. He's in his first term.
Mm-hmm. True.
And we're facing a potential...
You guys are still outside.
We're still outside.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay then.
So be hasty.
I still request that we postpone for a month if we could.
Yeah. I mean, we could.
I've already invited all the applicants to the next board meeting.
To this board meeting, okay.
But that's a couple weeks away or something, right?
True, and I can inform them that, sorry, we're actually not going to do it at that board meeting, and you're not invited. But I can still invite them.
Well, we don't even have... So what can we do today? Can we see the list of folks? Can we...
It would be under questions for potential new HRSC members.
That might be doable. Huh?
And what we could do, now that we have the questions, send them to all seven, right, and ask them to be prepared to answer these specifics and any others that the board members might have at the meeting, right?
Yeah. Okay. You can absolutely vote on the questions, and if they feel they're appropriate, provide them to the candidates.
Okay.
With regard to 5D, consideration and discussion on amending the home inspector minimum standards, I know that goes to Dave's remark about wanting to keep some consistency on the committee.
The job's so big and so important.
Right. But I would like to throw out... the idea, knowing it's maybe inappropriate at this moment, but with regard to 5D, as it relates to 5B on the agenda, I would love to invite all of those who have expressed interest in being on this committee, even the one that expressed interest for the position Dave serves, to be part of the task force that I think this committee is contemplating creating to talk about updating the home inspector minimum standards. So I don't want to exclude anyone who has an interest in contributing to this committee and to this profession as the board talks about refining and updating the standards. So if that makes a difference to anyone's thought process.
We can wait till we get to B, or if you think. But if it would be possible to just see the names, then I might be able to do research that I can online and then give a personal recommendation to the board in writing or something, if that's where we want to go.
Am I allowed to just, after the meeting, send them the list of names so that they can do their own research and recommendations?
That would be cool.
Yeah, they can do individual.
And then if you, do you have a copy of this if you want to produce this and give that out?
If you can send me a Word document, I mean, if not, then I can just retype it and send it that way to them.
Well done, man.
Again, question. I don't think there's going to be any problem with any individual.
Is there any others you can think of?
A recommendation of the board.
People? Oh, questions? No, this is good enough for me.
Especially considering the fact that the statute calls for two board members, two members of this committee. I think it's understood that the committee, there will be a flow of information.
Right, back and forth.
Committee is board.
Yeah, and you would expect that they could attach a CV, CV to it. And certainly the questions regarding their experience on EACs highlight the importance of previous involvement.
You'll be happy to know that every single one of them is an EAC member.
No, good. That's good to see. Good to hear. Really good.
Who was that?
Oh, well, they're not sure.
How close to the wire can they submit?
17th is the deadline I gave, so 2 days from now. Because I wanted to get it into the packet for the board.
Yeah, right. Okay, very good. Yeah, if we could, each get receive that after the 17th or whatever, that'd be great.
I will do that.
Is there anything else? So no other questions, suggestions? Okay. Does it look like, one of those look like a repeat in a sense?
Well, it's only a repeat when you consider the top bracket.
How long have you been a home inspector in Arizona?
Right.
Oh, because they might have been before licensing. When did you receive a license? Because I didn't get a license until 2002, but I've been doing it since 1988. So those are two different things.
Yeah.
If an applicant for the committee has previous disciplinary action, is that allowed to be shared with everyone from their file, whatever that might have been?
Disciplinary action is public record. So.
Okay. So while we don't specifically request that would still come up,
right.
I would think.
And that's something Doug can provide to the board as well, knowing who the potential candidates are.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Doug's done a job already. He's done a background check within our system as well as the mall.
Oh, good.
Things like that.
So perfect.
He's done that.
You can ping that again. That's cool. All right. Any other discussion on this matter?
I presume that we're going to go forward at the board meeting for the choice of appointment and that we're not holding off and that you guys are going to do your own personal recommendations.
I think we probably can. I mean, I have it on my schedule to be there just in case questions arise or anything. Okay. All right, moving on to 5C, review and possible update to pool and spa checklist. I believe that there has not, I have not heard of any input to that checklist at all, as in that there's problems with it. And what I was thinking of doing was taking that and wrapping that into the review to the main home inspector standards of practice and review those at the same time, make that part of that project, and then at that time both checklists come under review again. And so I'd like to kind of put that off rather than, I don't think it needs anything immediate unless staff knows of problems that are occurring with it. I think it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I agree. I think this came about because we reviewed the primary one and we didn't, you know, give the pool and spa checklist any attention, so
right.
It was just a natural thing before we started taking a look at the whole SOPs. So I totally agree, it's time to defer that. I don't think there's any, I'm not aware of any major concern with the pool and spa, so we'll just defer that until we review all the checklists.
I think so. Actually, just for everybody's knowledge, we wrote those from scratch and then, well, not from scratch exactly. There was some crude standards out there, but we wrote those and then wrote the standards. And then since then, major associations have written their own standards, so it is appropriate they come under some review again just to make sure we're kind of holding the line with other states. True.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other discussion on that?
Yep.
All right, moving on to 5D, consideration and discussion on amending home inspector minimum standards. So I guess I have a question. When we first created the initial standards of practice, at that time the logic was that it must be, if we can have it done, where we look to the associations that have written standards and try and adopt what they have in existence. And what they had in existence was pretty good, but we actually modified it a bit for Arizona and then had the local chapter of that association adopt it with the blessing of the National American Society of Home Inspectors, and then we adopted the Arizona Standards of Practice.
Right.
So now there's the national ASHI standards are very good, and I've reviewed those. There's another association out there, really the only other one is InterNACHI, and they have their own standards, and it's probably appropriate to look at both of those and see if anything's different and if it should be kind of melded or anything, but I just have a question about the risk of plagiarism if we just kind of take sentences and paragraphs and start stealing those and creating our own. Is that a risk for the state? Is that why we look to the associations? Because that framework still probably exists where we could get the blessing of ASHI National and let the chapter adopt it in Arizona. That there's a good chance we could do that again if we want to avoid the plagiarism risk.
I think that's a good question. What do you think?
Yeah, I would not want to get involved in plagiarism, but
we've always done it this way, where the board adopts the Arizona Association standard to avoid that, rather than just saying these are our standards.
Yeah, and as long as you adopt them with specificity, you know, the January 1st, 2002 edition, then you're fine.
So you would advocate going to the associations and see if they'll put their stamp on it?
Or you would adopt their newest standard.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than making them the board standards by stealing or copyright.
Because you're giving credit to the author. Then.
Exactly.
Right, right.
Exactly.
Right. But that means you would have to adopt the Arizona ASHI or InterNACHI standards exactly as
Why?
They have been.
We didn't do that in the original. We modified them. In fact, what I want to do is take the two, and they will be somewhat different, and kind of dial them in. For Arizona.
But the chapter adopted the modified.
The chapter adopted the modified, mm-hmm. and the National Association accepted that in writing.
Yeah, I think we would need to repeat that process
I agree.
If you want to do that.
Okay. Yeah.
So it would be a requirement, you think, of the board to still work through the association?
I think so. Okay. If your standards are going to be 99% the same, then you'd have to give copyright credit by doing it that way.
I think that's one.
So what in fact you're saying is that we need to come up with what we want. We need to get the Arizona chapter to adopt what we want, change their standards. Okay.
Well, they don't actually have standards. Technically, the national standards are across the country, but Arizona is, the National Association allows that, a state to modify and the chapter.
So we'll have
adopt.
To get Arizona to modify.
Chapter, right, correct.
So we make the modifications, they adopt them, the national okays that again, and then we give them credit for it. Okay, it's a long process.
And we would want to engage the chapter in the process somehow, right?
Oh yeah.
And not just hand them.
No, we put, you know, that's another question is, does anybody have experience with the best size of task force, because getting very many home inspectors to agree is
difficult.
Challenging.
Catastrophically. We're analysts and we're strong-willed and we're It's awful.
We as a board just went through it and are still going through it with the land surveyors, who in personality and practice emulate you in many ways. So we initially tried to keep the task force fairly small, but make sure the representation was as rich as we could. So we wanted rural representation. We wanted representation from government and private. We wanted representation from the associations, because they have several competing associations. Mm-hmm. And then we wanted to also just have a regular practitioner or two who weren't necessarily affiliated with any government or larger group or, you know.
That's actually the role he's fulfilled
right.
all along, too.
Right.
So unaffiliated, and then you also said, what was the one before you said associations?
I said government and then private sector.
What would that be, like a public member type person?
Well, no, in the survey world, there are surveyors who work for cities and counties and for the state.
Mm-hmm.
That would differ slightly
that,
with
yeah.
your practice, mm-hmm. since there isn't a government association or group that employs home inspectors. But, mm-hmm. You know, obviously realtors, you know, there are other stakeholders, basically, that might have an interest in how this committee and the board ultimately want to modify the standards. And if we can get everyone we can think of involved early on in the process to participate in creating an end product that is livable, then hopefully as we go through the required rulemaking to adopt new standards, there won't be debate and argument and dissension, because we will have hopefully addressed all of the possibly conflicting interests early on in the process. So
that's wishful thinking.
I know. But it can happen.
It could yeah. possibly happen.
Yeah, it could
possibly
happen.
There's always that
happen.
Person who stands up at the 11th hour.
And we don't have a timetable, so it's not like we have to do this in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think...
So maybe like a 6 or 7 person task force?
Yep.
Not too big, not too small, maybe?
Right.
Something like that? With
right.
no more than like 3 home inspectors. But we would at least need...
there could be
two of us.
Two
unaffiliated...
Of us.
But on the open meeting law, we'd have to have those meetings.
Well, as
here.
A task force, open meeting law doesn't necessarily apply.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay.
Right.
But yeah. if it would only apply if all 3 of us were attending that task force, is that right?
Yeah, that would apply.
Yeah, right.
Okay, but if 2 of us are, then it would not.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
It
might make sense to have an attorney, public member type. Not saying you. I'm not. I'm not implying that.
He was up all night.
I know. I know. This is the worst day possible to say this. But there's been others. Your husband? No.
Yeah.
Just folks that
yeah.
deal in the legal realm. You know, that could spot things. That
well, that could yeah. be the public member.
That's
if
what
we
I'm,
chose
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
I mean, so. And it's not like we have to create this today, gentlemen, you know.
Right.
You can think about it. We can talk about it at future committee meetings, you know, who you might want. Think about who you might want on the task force and, you know, what it would involve in terms of getting Arizona ASHI to revise and adopt something
yeah.
new. Clearly, we're going to need representation from Arizona ASHI on the committee. Task force. And, you know, and then don't forget, even after standards are proposed and Arizona ASHI approves them, we still have to go through the rulemaking process, which begs that we ask permission of the governor to enter into it and justify why we want to enter into it. And then everything that's drafted gets put out in the public realm for comment. So even though we're going to try to get as many opinions about this as possible at the table when we sit down to write them, other people may decide, oh, these things look concerning to me after we've come up with a draft. And then we still need to address those concerns before we can, and before Governor's Regulatory Review Council officially adopts it and lets us put the new standards, revised standards, into practice. So there's going to be lots of time and lots of public input, and not necessarily from people you might expect to have a particular interest in this. It could be Joe Smith, who just bought a house and didn't like his home inspector, you know, who wants to come and comment publicly. So,
you know, and another component here, while they may not be a member of the task force, is the exam board that defines the exam template and the role delineation study, of which there is a new one starting this year, which I may be assisting in a peripheral way, regarding defining what a home inspection is across the country. And that might also be interesting input into the process.
Could serve both.
So I could probably, I could, you know, liaise certainly as part of the task force to that group, but
which is
the
point.
You can't get out of this one,
many,
Mr. Unaffiliated.
many people will actually cover more than one base.
And it's possible, very possible.
Right. Okay. We have home inspectors that are realtors. We have home inspectors that
have
are
a real estate license.
Involved with the state licensing.
So. Yep. So it could be a really interesting group that we assemble. And it doesn't have to be 7 people. It could be 10. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be 15. Whatever you think would make...
this
could
is
be
not a more is better
15, but,
typically.
Right.
No, it's not. But it also ensures that we at least get enough people to make decisions.
Sure.
To show
right.
Well represented.
Right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that all the members appear every task force meeting,
right.
too.
You're saying that,
but,
and they won't. That happens, they won't.
Right. You know? But, you know, to reiterate what I said earlier,
especially
I think...
Especially
bless
you.
We should also invite those individuals who have expressed an interest in being on the committee to participate in the task force. And I doubt all of those candidates will agree, but... You know, as a way of saying thank you for your interest, here are some projects you could help us with, I think is a wise decision.
I wonder if there's a place to, rather than just this thing getting so massive it's
right.
unwieldy, if there's a place to have a secondary review type task force. Okay, the proposed standards has been drafted. We'd like to send it out to this
mm-hmm.
secondary task force to give us your thoughts.
Well, and so clearly it would go to the membership at ASHI, Arizona ASHI, before they approve it.
Right.
But who, I'm saying to the folks who've expressed, you know, if there's 7 folks, you don't want some to feel like, well, you blocked me from being a part of this activity that would help me build my matrix to be on the committee someday. Or
yeah, and that same kind of advisory group scenario had mm-hmm. been used in the last RDS that we did on EBPHI, and it was most recently used with ASHI on the bylaws changes.
Right.
I was part of the initial task force, then they went to a larger group to solicit opinion from outside of the core people. That's pretty
one,
comprehensive when you include it that way.
This one will, because it's going to go to the general public. You know, that's the biggest group we got.
Right, right.
Yeah, but I like the idea of having, you know, your subject matter experts from all the different fields looking at it
mm-hmm.
so we can figure out what the big concerns are going to be as early in the process as...
And I think it's a good idea that we do take these people that have shown an interest and get them involved in this. It's a two-way street. That we'll be able to see just exactly where they come from, you know, for future reference.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's an educational process on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll also find out who's chairing ASHI's Standards Committee in 2020. I'm going to go meet with them.
So that's the next revision?
Well, I don't know about a revision. I want to see what kind of activity ASHI National is planning, if anything, on their standards committee. I'll find that out next week at the conference.
Good. Yeah, because that's
the
other... We're just a little bit off on their cycle, because if they do have changes proposed, we'd kind of like to see that version
right.
before we head off on our own.
On our own. Yeah.
Right, you're right. It may be that the committee... This committee loves the new national standards,
exactly.
and then we don't have to do a task force of our own. We can just propose adopting those.
What are the chances of that?
Possible.
It's possible.
I really like the new standards. I do. Yeah. I can only think of one thing that's killing me on it, but other than that, I don't know.
Well, there's one thing that's killing one. There's also Intanachi that we have to consider.
Yeah.
Okay. When we last time, we had a lot of complaints when we adopted the Arizona ASHI standards, and from Nachi and Nahi. Remember, are they still around? Nahi.
No.
Okay. No. And I was the only ace in the hole on that, to be honest with you, being non-affiliated.
Yeah.
Where Dalrymple was able to say, no, we're not in ASHI's pocket, but now I don't know. We really need to get
well, them you'll be on this
as well.
You'll be. You know, we'll have one of them, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good thought. All right. Any other discussion on that?
Well, and I think it's good because that way this committee demonstrates to the board through its liaisons that you're not a group of old cronies, you know, that you are interested in other perspectives and, you know, tossing the salad around a little before.
Well, we'll see.
So do we want to, between now and our next meeting, think about some possible staffing of this task force and start putting some names together?
Well, I think we should start with the seven names that are applying from my position.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to have them as at least the secondary.
Well, yeah, but we need to know who they are first before we make that.
I guess the other question potentially on this, just heading back for a second, is are you affiliated with, are you a member of any of the professional associations? Because then we'd know, okay, there's a notch in inner notch in
there.
So if
we go back up to
that's my job.
I'd say professional state or local associations, maybe, just in case.
And is there anything else that? Because all I have right now are letters of interest.
Right.
If there's more that we need beyond these questions, should I just ask for a CV?
Well, and you know what I'm thinking? We can talk about it here because I have a couple questions I'm curious to have them answer too. Have any of them been a mentor and gone on parallel inspections with new candidates? Have any of these potential candidates done parallels?
That's
have
a good
you
question.
Mentored any new staff? Have you...
These are questions for this?
Yeah.
Too?
Maybe, yeah. Have they done parallels?
Have they, how often are they comprehensively revising their own home inspection reports? I think those are important questions because those consider some of our biggest practice complaint areas, you know, report writing and qualifications of those that we have registered and will register. So what do you guys think, too, looking at it more on the application end of things when we're looking to determine someone's capable and qualified to hold home inspection certification? Obviously, everyone's got the exam. Every one of the candidates, you know, has the exam, has their own business. What else do you think we need them to look at? Obviously, we're going to vet them and make sure we haven't taken any disciplinary action against them. But I do like the idea of knowing, are they contributing to the new folks coming into the profession in terms of doing parallels? And how often do you revise your reports to make sure they're in compliance and can clearly explain to your clients the problems with the home that has been inspected, that sort of thing. Right. Business practice questions, maybe, you guys.
Yeah,
you
we want to try to thrash out the self-serving applicants for this.
The report, that one's tougher because it doesn't, like, come under an annual review. It's like, I change it weekly, monthly.
Yeah.
You know, you'll spot something and, oh, I've got to fix that. So,
so how often do you review your own reports and make substantive changes to add and take away things?
It's not like a board or something where you have this schedule you're on.
You
it's
okay.
Just as...
as needed?
Yeah, like when complaints come in, it's like, oh, that comment may not be clear enough.
you know.
Well, but what about someone who says, oh, I never do, I bought the software, you know.
Well, there's a point.
Right.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
Right? Oh, I never make changes.
Do you think nobody will ever say that?
You know,
they'll just put a date in. If they do, then there's a perfect screening method.
Job by job is the best answer.
You're right. You're right. But you never know. Someone might say, I never do. Mm-hmm. I have the perfect report.
You better ask a question. Do you think that a home inspector software meets the Arizona standards at face value? And if they say yes, well, we know they're not.
Yeah, trick questions, that's what we need.
Trick questions, that's a great idea. Multiple choice.
Not anything that's not covered or you haven't mentioned. No, I think that would be pretty
good. What about you, Rob, from the application perspective?
No, what you said about the parallels was the only thing I would have added.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Important.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Thanks.
Cool. Glad to contribute.
You did well.
And we don't need to ask if they have any disciplinary action pending or anything.
No,
like because
we will be able to tell
that.
You. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'll be shared with the board.
Right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't keep them from being a committee member based on the
statute. But so could give you pause. Like we revoked them 2 years ago, and now they're applying to be on the committee. I would have some heartburn over that.
I wonder if we should ask what other licenses they hold in Arizona.
Besides a driver's license.
Besides a driver's license.
Yeah,
in other
I guess
words,
you
if
could
they're licensed realtors
other
or they're licensed pest applicator,
right.
Might be good to know the whole person there a little bit on what their license
is. A lot of these letters of interest really answer a lot of those questions.
Yeah, and it would be on the CV anyway, you would think.
Yeah.
But we're not always going to get that.
Think?
I feel like I need to contribute something. But I won't.
I'm gonna put at the bottom, if it's okay, also maybe just note, please also submit your CV.
Yeah, that's great.
For you.
Photo not required.
Most of them have photos if it's their email signature.
Okay.
What if they're super creepy and you can ladies can tell. They have skills.
Why you've been hit on before, huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
And I do have a couple things to talk about as the director, if you're interested.
Nice.
I just didn't put in a formal written report.
I think we're done.
There's nothing to report. It's actually agendized. There's nothing to report.
That's awesome, Kurt. Thank you.
I said I put these in. Does anybody have anything to say?
Before we move to that, what's the next step to get this ball rolling on consideration of amending the home inspection?
I want to hear what Paul mentioned at the very end about ASHI potentially, because they do usually a four-year cycle, and it's like the latest one's 2014.
Yeah, so number one, I need to find out what ASHI National is doing on their standards committee and where they are in their cycle. And so that's one.
Mm-hmm.
Then whoever submits by the 17th, that we could have that list and their information so we could, and I'll try and get this to you right away. Let me think of it.
Today would be good.
Yeah, you need it pretty quick.
Not by the 17th would be fine, because that's when I get all the individuals and then I can send them.
That means today, because I got to head out of town.
I have a question just regarding maybe Scott can answer it. When I share this information with them, one of the things that I've looked into is if they had criminal or not. And just stating yes or no, they have criminal background, is that confidential thing? I wouldn't share what it was or things like that. But
the criminal background is public record.
So we could know in detail? Could we know in detail as well?
Charging documents are going to be public records. If it's something that resulted in a conviction, it's going to be a public record. If it's something that didn't result in a conviction, I wouldn't go looking. But
mm-hmm.
if it's something that resulted in a conviction, that's going to be publicly available from quality sources.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Could he put up the monthly numbers that the committee members are interested in? Like how many home inspectors renewed, how many new applicants, what the total applicant population or the home inspection population is?
Yeah, I mean,
number of registered firms.
I mean, that's
public information. That's all information that's discussed by the board in open session.
Okay. So could you put the numbers up, the ones that you sent me, just so the committee members have an idea of how it relates to our home inspections? Don't do that. I know you did, and I wasn't thinking either. My brain was not engaged at the time.
It's going to take me a minute. I just sign into the.
And I said I'm not sure we talk about them particularly, but they certainly will be. Whatever.
It's wallpaper.
The list of candidates wallpaper as well.
I think we're pushing the bounds.
I think I got it up there.
So
894, I think. 898.
Six down from last month.
Firms.
Yeah. 894. We got this many apps last month.
Okay. You got four out there pending? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what we had last month.
Is there any information about the complaint, like how the competition's going and who has the most?
You can look at it, but don't talk about
that. We're just going to lose that one.
All right. Any information on how much they're charging for home inspection?
Heavy competition. Not per capita, maybe, but just over. Okay. Thank you for that. Thanks for compiling that always. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of...
Dave can't report on anything either.
I don't have anything. So that's good. It's a good thing.
Because this has nothing to report, we have nothing to report. Is that... That's the,
maybe we shouldn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Well, the alternative legally would be to then have what you are going to report. So you could have an agenda item for the chairperson to discuss X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. You have to actually put some specificity as to what the agenda item would be.
Right.
So if there's nothing, it can be nothing to report if there's nothing specified. Otherwise, if it just said committee chairman's report, you still wouldn't be able to talk about anything unless you had something agendized to talk about.
Ooh. Could it be a lead-in to a, I'd like to get this on the future agenda? Because this came up, and this is a discussion as to why, kind of. Like, I got a call that this happened, can we...
That's going to be under a summary of current events, and that there could be an agenda item put on, a standing agenda item for a summary of current events. What that would be is an opportunity for the board chair, or the committee chair, or the executive director to bring up something that hadn't been known when the agenda was posted, so there wasn't a reasonable opportunity to agendize it. It would be a one-way communication, just saying, you know, I just read about this today that impacts our industry, and then somebody can choose to have that put as an agenda item for the next meeting. So it can be brought in that way to then be agendized for the next meeting.
And could we do that just by directing staff to add that as a continuous agenda item?
Absolutely, that can be just a summary.
Don't need a motion.
How is this different from future agenda items?
Well, a summary of current events would allow...
Could be a statement.
For example, they could read in the paper today that pools and spas are no longer going to be regulated by governor's executive order. and you can say, you know, hey, I just read this in the paper today. Here you go, guys. Anybody think this should be a future agenda item? Somebody could ask, you know, under 8 that it could put it in a future agenda item. But if it's not agendized for summary of current events, he can't bring up something that wasn't reasonably known at the time the agenda was.
So if we could just have that continuous, that'd probably be beneficial. And then maybe, does yours usually list the statistics and all that?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll just put statistics and nothing else.
Yeah, exactly. Statistics always be there. We're in the legislative cycle, so at least for the next few months, I'd like to have that in your,
for sure.
Because I don't want to be hamstrung that we can't talk about that.
Or it could be a separate item 5 discussion, review discussion.
Legislative update.
Yeah, just like a
almost always
update.
There.
Yeah, and that way, rather than me reporting, you guys can discuss too.
Okay. Let's do that. So so we can make sure we do that. So legislative update. Okay, and I propose
statistics. And we should keep talking about updating the minimum standards.
Yes, I'd like to reword this more as a memory aid, if we could, to say consideration and discussion on amending home/pool/spa minimum standards.
Okay.
So I don't, and then we can drop C. And then we know that they're going to occur in concert, if that would be okay. Because otherwise I could forget that.
Okay.
So future agenda items would be D with after home, have it say slash pool slash spa inspector minimum standards. That would be okay. And then if we could add in legislative update, those are the only two I really have for future. Does anybody else?
Yeah. And then obviously if something specific comes up, just contact Kurt or me or Patty, and we can add those items as needed onto the agenda.
Yeah. Anytime you guys have something you want to discuss at the next meeting, just give me the information. I can just, it'll store it in the folder, and then when it's time to create the agenda, I go to my folder that has the materials, and I see what's there, and then I start compiling the agenda.
Okay.
Yeah, from a legal standpoint, the key reason for this is because you always want to focus on the public. If a member of the public looked at the agenda, would they have a reasonable opportunity to be heard concerning a certain subject? If they don't know you're talking about it, they can't be heard, and that then gets that comes into conflict with the meeting law. So you always want to make sure your agenda is so a member of the public can look at it and know what you're going to talk about.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
I think I'd like to add an item for next time to update on the National Home Inspection Exam.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Okay. I'll be meeting with those folks. They've got a board meeting here. I'm part of that. Not part of the board, but I'll be part of the meeting. And it's such a core component of what this committee does is manage, oversee the exam, if you will, that it doesn't get a whole lot of airplay because no news is good news kind of thing. But there's a lot of good work going on, so...
NHIE update.
Yep.
I think that'll be interesting to hear updates to the exam. We haven't talked about that in a while.
Yep. And they're going through their 5-year cycle.
Great.
So
they already had the meetings, right? So it's a little later in the...
No. They're just starting the 2020 RDS.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'm going to help them kick it off.
Cool.
When did they change from EBPHI to NHIE?
NHIE is the exam. EBPHI is the organization that governs the exam.
National Home Inspection Exam.
We're starting to move into a discussion of it as opposed to an agenda.
Okay. Any other future agenda
items? My apologies.
So 5D with a minor adjustment, NHIE update, and legislative update. All right. Future meeting... Is there we would commonly meet every 2 months, but do we, hopefully it's within the realm of what we can talk about, but is there anything pressing legislatively that we would want to meet monthly versus every 2 months that you foresee?
That's a yes. You can't
go there. Huh?
It is.
Yes.
There is? That affects the board or home inspector?
That would affect the board, but in all likelihood not the committee.
That's, yeah, that's
so if we have,
well, it's just how do we decide whether to meet next month or the month after that?
I know that.
It's a short session.
What should we meet next month, or do you think we can wait till March?
I would say even later in February or March. Let's do March because bills are still being introduced, and early March we can.
You could always let us know if there's something we have to go attend.
Yeah. Now, so you know, I will be out of the office the 4th through the 12th.
Of March?
Yes, but obviously Monday or Tuesday, or I don't have to be here, Patty could be here, if you have conflicts with those dates. Or the last, when's the board meeting? February 28th?
March,
February 28th, I think, right?
25.
February 25th.
Yeah. So do you want to try for the 3rd? March 3rd?
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting to hear from about 15 parties on whether we're going to do a mediation on the 2nd or 3rd. So
2nd?
Not good.
Well,
you said you can't. Cannot.
Yeah. Must Friday, 13th.
When are you coming back?
I fly back on the 12th.
Cool. Well, we can do the 16th or 17th, right?
Yeah, want to do that? 17th, yeah. Maybe? Monday soon.
St. Patty's
Day. St. Patty's Day. Who's bringing the
green
beer?
Green cookies.
Green cookies, green beer.
I was going for beer, sorry.
The
17th?
17th, I'm good.
Okay.
And that's 8 weeks from now.
Yeah.
So.
March 17th.
Okay. That's done. All right.
That works for you, Andy.
Yep.
Okay.
I think we just have one more order of business.
We do adjourn.
Second.
Thank you.
All those in favor?
Sure.
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, no. Hey, thank you.